Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a gentleman that I've talked to, I think, about four or five times on the phone, and it was, I think, about a year ago. This is Stan J. Bukowski, if I'm pronouncing it right, and he's in Florida right now. Stan, go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Florida right now, and it was probably a year and a half ago because I made the trip down to Arkansas, and I was planning to get over to visit you, but we had car troubles and ended up in the ditch, and it was, I think it was in February. It didn't work out, but it was a great trip, and I'm still going to meet you someday, I hope. I did want to mention also this Jew issue thing. I've come to the conclusion that we need to understand Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, which talks about, in God's own words, that they're imposters. And I think if you don't understand those two verses, you might have a problem understanding the whole book.
I suggest that we have to reprove ourselves, and I would try to point out, since this is another point of introduction, when I do my studies, I use four different Bibles. I read every single verse on that particular word. That leads me to other verses. Then I read three other books that do not have a concordance, and I read them cover to cover. I write down every single difference of any kind of major thing on it. When I get done, I got a big, fat notebook to read. And so I really try real hard, and I appreciate the problems that people have. My job is not to say, you got to do all this. My job is just maybe to help you go find something a little quicker so you don't have to read 500 pages to get down to one.
Amen. It appears what happened yesterday, if you're looking for my number and I'm calling today, it sounds like it's another God sequence that some of us experience from time to time.
Yeah. Well, Stan, if you'll leave that with the border operator, I'll get it at the end of the radio way.
Sure. I will do it. And thanks for your show.
And, well, thank you for calling in, Stan. And would you mind telling everybody what you're normally called?
Well, Grandpa Stan.
There you go.
And I'm a fan of micro broadcasting.
That's good. We need more of them out there. That's good.
Thanks, Jerry. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Now, we're going to get ready and get into these smart meters, but I want to go somewhere that is a little bit dangerous for me. This is called the part where I pick up a hammer and maybe I hit my thumb. But I consider it very important. It's always nice to say thank you to somebody. I want to ask you to get a piece of paper and a pencil. And I ask you to write down this address. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. I will repeat that address if I have time and I don't get carried away too much at the very end of the program. I ask you to get a piece of paper. I ask you to get an envelope. I ask you to get a stamp. And I ask you to write a letter to the staff and workers of RBN and say thank you. Be back after this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Yes, let's make all the stops along the way. Let's not rush in. I want to finish up about maybe me taking a hammer and hitting my thumb. And I want to repeat an address for Republic Broadcasting Network. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, during the course of our lives, we have to understand that if we are listening to RBN, there are individuals in the office, producers, engineers, people that pay the bills, that get the bills, and they organize and they do stuff. Now, I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking you to stand up and do an act of correctness. It's correct for us to thank the workers. And it's a way that we can say, golly, not only that, I did something. I had to get a piece of paper. I had to write, dear staff and workers, and whatever you want to do to say thank you, just put your name. And I did it today. And I drove 6.5 miles each way to the post office, and I dropped my envelope in the post office. Okay? I would never ask you to do something I haven't done. They say that for out of 100 people that want to make a phone call, that only one will actually do it. They say that out of 100 people that want a letter, only one will do it. Could you be the 1%? Could you actually do something to thank some people that work hard? They don't get a thank you every day. And I'm not asking for an email. I'm asking for an actual piece of paper, practice writing, put a stamp on it, keep the post office in business, and make some people feel nice. Now, I'm going to call in to the office next Friday, and I'm going to ask them how many pieces of paper came in and said thank you. And I'm going to put it out on next Saturday. And, you know, if one envelope gets there and it's mine, well, man, I sure have picked up a hammer and hit the heck out of my finger. But could you imagine if they had to use a bag to bring them in? Could you imagine how those workers and staff would feel? They'd say, somebody appreciates me. Now, would you like to be appreciated in your life, the things that are happening to you? Well, if you want to be appreciated, start appreciating somebody else. I asked you to think about this, please. I asked you to do something, and I beseech you to take the time. Right now you can be listening. Right now you can pick up a piece of paper, and you can write two sentences. And right now while you're listening, when you get done, you can put a stamp and the address on it, and you can do something for people that deserve to be thanked sometimes. And I'd like everybody that's listening, please consider. Don't be the 1%. Let's have 2, 3, 5, 10. Let's have 100% do it. Let's overwhelm them. And I bet they would be very happy. Thank you very much for my solicitation. All right, we're now going to get into smart meters. I hope you'd hold your calls for a little bit. And you can't jump into smart meters unless you know something. Everything that's done in life is by contract. If you are going to interact with another individual, a person, a corporation, whatever we're talking about, you have a contract. If I walk up to a man and I say, if you'll give me X dollars for working 8 hours, then at the end of that 8 hours, if I've done a good job, he gives me the money. Nothing in writing, but that was I shook hands with him maybe. And I gave my word. My word was my bond. That's a contract when you give your word. Okay? You're supposed to do as good as you can to your contract. Well, before you get into a smart meter, you have to ask yourself, do I know anything about contracts? I mean, do you? Well, the first question is, how many types of contracts are there? You know, you hear about this, real estate, a farm contract, an insurance contract, a bank contract. I'm not talking about the names. How many types? There's only two. One's contract specific. That has an ending time. Go down, you want to borrow $3,000 to buy a truck, go down to your bank. Bank says, we'll give you $3,000 if you make $100 a month payments for 36 months. You do that on time and everything. Hey, at the end of 36 months, you paid them off their $3,600 they wanted, and your contract's over. Specific performance and a time. Then you have a contract that is non-specific without a time. I say non-specific because you're not aware of the specifics. It's called a power of attorney. You go down, and when you've got your truck, they ask you to sign two blank power of attorney. You say, what for? Well, one's to get your title, one's to get your registration. So you sign it. You don't realize that they didn't set forth the terms. There's hundreds of them when you gave them that power of attorney. But there's no end date. Now, this is key. If there's no end date to your contract, either party may break the contract at any time. Key. You got to know how to do it, though. Not that hard. You got to know there's only two types. And we'll be talking about this on a continuing basis about contracts. But you got to have the guts to stand up and say, no, I don't want that contract anymore. Now, you can't get out of one that is specific with a time unless you complete and satisfy that contract. But the other kind, you can change. Okay? Now, smart meters. All kinds of people have done a very good job pointing out the problem. I have no doubt about it. I don't talk about something normally unless I've actually been there, done that, been involved. Know it. Well, the very first time that I defeated a smart meter at this location was in 2007. They pulled up to my location, and they said, it's time to change the meter. And I looked at the meter, and I said, okay. And they said, we've got to change it every 7 years. I said, well, you're 3 years late. You apparently broke the contract. I said, well, that doesn't matter, Jerry. I said, well, what are you going to do? They showed me this thing that had digits on it. I said, you ain't putting that up here. I said, you can go back to your warehouse, and you can go get an analog one that's already tested and everything. You come right on back today or tomorrow, and you can put it up. They did that. Just by saying no, and just by knowing just that much that they had broke their contract, because they had said, got to do it every 7 years. They were 3 years late. Now, there's more to that, though. But they didn't come back with another digital one, which, to my knowledge, circa 2001, on new location, they were putting them in. Okay? Now, you got to know, what are we talking about? Well, I'm going to go back to something that you're going to say, what's going on? This, that I'm going to read you just a couple sentences, is from a confidential, that means closed, hearing of the Committee on Finance in the United States Senate. How about that? 1942. Now, it was declassified, and it says, the Exchange and Gift Division to Classification File Number 100. And I have the entire report here, and it's certified from the librarian at the Law University of Buffalo. Okay? So, I think it's pretty right. A couple words here. As a means of mopping up purchasing power. Wow. Mopping up purchasing power. Wonder what they're talking about. Go on down. Mopping up surplus purchasing power. They're talking about you. They wanted, in 1942, they wanted my mom and dad, who weren't even married, but when they got married, they were being subject to items where they couldn't afford to buy me an extra pair of shoes. I'm kind of indignant. Maybe our family could have had a steak one more time a month than we did. Same thing happened to you. That's what we're talking about. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. That's income taxes. Oh, but I didn't tell you that. Oh, could it be these smart meters or income taxes? Oh, we're not going to go quite that deep tonight. Now, you need to go find yourself the Federal Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. Say it again. Federal Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. If you don't, go look it up. And by the way, you can find it online. I don't have a computer, but a real nice friend of mine, he looked it up, and he sent an email to somebody who lives about 3.5 miles from me. I went down there and picked it up. And he sent me some other stuff, too. So it's there. You can find it. Now, you can't just do it in 2 seconds, but you can find it. And then you can see it yourself. Now, you have to also look in the 110th session of Congress, Title 8, Section 800. 110th Congress session, Title 8, Section 800. Short title, Energy and Advancement and Investment Act of 2007. In there, it'll tell you that this is authorized by the amended 1986 Internal Revenue Code. How about that? Your smart meters are coming from Internal Revenue Code. We'll be back. Thank you.
We'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're now back, and I was getting into a little bit of stuff you need to look up. You have to take responsibility. You can find this on the Internet. A friend of mine sent me this stuff. But let me back up. I didn't have this stuff in 2007. I didn't have this stuff when I sent a letter out. I'm going to read parts of this letter to you because I sent it to my electric company. I trust that this polite request will be handled with honor. If this polite request is not sufficient, then I require that the two areas of my concern be treated as a duty of legal and or moral responsibility. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to move on down. My second area of concern is to have an individual of legal responsibility and high enough authority to provide me with absolute lawful authority or responsibility, with provide me with absolute legal lawful authority on behalf of Petagene Such Huts Company to require my individual cell to allow or have a smart meter at the location where I purchase electrical energy. This individual on your behalf must be competent to understand the characteristics of my status. We don't have enough time to start talking about characteristics of status. But that's the letter I sent out, certified return receipt. And, you know, I wanted to read, you know, I got a requirement. First I said nicely request, but if that doesn't count, then they got to, I require. You can't sit there and request. You ask me to jump in the lake, and I might say no. I might say it's too cold. I may want to walk in there because there's too many rocks. But if I decline, I said no. If you order me to jump that lake, and I don't want to, you better be an awful lot bigger than me or have a big gun at my head. You don't have to do things that are requests. Get that in your head, please. Now, going back to a part of this Federal Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. Security. I read to you where you're getting been wiped out. You're wiping up your surplus consumer purchasing power. Didn't use the word consumer, but that's who they're attacking. You get back into this 40 pages. And it says in here, this bill would require the CPUC by January 1st, 2012 to identify alternative options for customers of electric corporations that decline the installation of wireless advanced metering infrastructure devices, commonly referred to as smart meters. Now, goes on, talks about make alternative options. Well, that's pretty open for me. No. Because the characteristics of my status do not fit what they're talking about. Now, how's that? Now, you heard this word, permit a customer. You heard the word customer. Now, you may think that you're a customer, but maybe you're not. You say, what do you mean? I get a bill. I pay the bill. I'm a customer. Since I knew a little bit about this stuff 14 years ago when I came here to Arkansas, I said, when I went down to get my electric, they had this big, long contract, and I read it. I didn't sit there and just sign it and go in 2 minutes like everybody else that was in line. And there, I asked them, I said, how many people read this whole thing? They said, nobody. So I started reading it, and I crossed out this, and I crossed out that. And everywhere I made a cross out, I put my initials and circles. I handed them back to the lady. She says, my God. She says, you know, you can't do that. And I said, of course I can. It's a contract. And I don't accept the other parts. I said, how about faxing it down to your main office? She said, well, they're not going to like it. I said, well, I don't care what they like. About 6-7 minutes later, there's a phone call. We have to do what he said. All those scratch outs work. See, in this state and in some others, I haven't read them all. Don't have that access. You can go read about it. It says that you can buy electric or you can be a member. Now, if you're a member, you're now part of that corporation. You're not just a customer. You're a person. And now you're starting to get a little taste of characteristics of status. You joined in to a corporation by being a member. Anytime you're a member, guess what? You're a person as an artificial person, as what some people want to call fictional. Nah, it's no fiction, baby. It's real. It's fictional in your head, maybe, but it's real. You'll get dragged into court, and if you don't pay them, you don't do what they say, they'll throw your little skinny posterior in the jail because you agreed to all their rules. Now, there's no way in the very first opening come out of the gate that all these subjects can be got into. Because you got to learn a whole lot about how they got you into it. You've got to know where the United States Supreme Court always rules. We'll come back after this break. Thank you.
You may hear angels cheer cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming back. You know, I use a little bit of relaxing music as a break from me. I get a little intense. Please do not take this as I'm being intense with you in a negative fashion. It's just that when I'm doing this, I consider this a very, very responsible job. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. I don't want to go to that length. And, you know, I get, you know, wound up. I'm ready to go. Let's get it on. Everybody needs to understand. Let's get it on. Okay? If you don't get it on, by the time the people that want to write their congressman, by the time the people that want to elect a new congressman, and all this other stuff, hold up a sign, they're going to have turned you into soylent green. You got to stand up. You got to do something. Now, I alluded to a letter. Now, earlier tonight, I said, please write a letter. And, of course, you got to get a stamp and an envelope. You got to take 3 minutes, and you got to spend 44 cents. Well, now, the letter I sent to the electric company, guess what? It cost me a stamp and $5.15 because I had to send it certified return receipt. And they have so many days to comply. Now, I don't expect they will. And that's good. Me, because the next one will be with certain U.S. Supreme Court quotations, and I will continue to set them up. Now, I've already whooped them, but But, you know, I've heard so many good people on RBN calling in on smart meters. What do I do? What do I do? This morning on RBN, I believe it's Darren Weeks, a man called in, and he said, you know, I was away from my place, and I came back, and now there's a smart meter. But I would happen to be here when they showed up. You can't be at your place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you got to write a letter. You got to put them on notice. You got to do something. You can whoop them. Now, are you going to whip it all across the country? No. You're not going to whoop it all across the country. You want to go to your city and you want to say, we want you to stop starting smart meters. Well, guess what? You're probably only 2 to 5%. You're imposing your will on those without eyes and ears. And that doesn't work in this country. It doesn't in our government form. But if you say, I don't want it, me, mine, then you do it in writing and you do it step by step, you'll educate yourself. Will you get it exactly right the first time? Probably not. But you keep working on it. If you get knocked down in the mud and the blood, you get up. You wipe the mud off. You wipe the blood off. You say, well, I can wait a half hour before I get them stitches. I got to finish my job. You got to do something. That is what the gathering offering is about. If you just want to listen, then you're not going to like me. You're not going to like my method. What does the Apostle James say? Faith without works is dead. Paraphrasing, show me a man's works, and I shall show you a man's deeds. Look at that, what he said. You got to do something. You can't sit there and go, meh, nah. You got to do something. Stand up. Become the men and the women that you are, that you know inside you are. Don't be afraid. Call out your first and last name. Let them know where you are. Now, going forward on this, you got to get into understanding, and we're going to continue to work on this, that this is income taxes, that they're here to strip you of everything you got. Now, you already know that, but how do you whoop them? Well, that's what the gathering office is about. You start by writing a letter. I want to know exactly what is your lawful authority to require my individual self to have a smart meter at this location. Now, if you're not sure, I would probably suggest to pull out your contract with your electric company and see if you became a member or you're just purchasing electric. Now, if you're just doing that, I'd like to hear of those people that knew to cross their contract out. Now, if you signed up and you're a member, this is really simple. You go back to your electric company, say you don't have your contract. I want to see my copy of my contract. It says, okay, you're a member. I want a new contract. There's no end date to this. I need to change some information to supply you with the correct information. You read it, and where it says being a member, you cross it all out and say, I don't want to be a member anymore. When I showed up here a little over 14 years ago, they wanted to know where I had bought electric before. I said, I don't need to tell you that. They said, well, we're going to have $180 deposit. I said, fine, here it is. They said, if you pay good on for the first 6 months, we'll give you money back. And they said, we'll give you some interest. I said, I don't want your interest. Come back 6 months later, they tried to give me the interest. I said, no, I won't accept that. I only want my $180. Well, you know, there's $4 or $5 here, Jerry. I said, I don't care. I told you up front I don't accept interest. If I had accepted interest, I would then have income from a corporation. I took my $180 and I was happy. They have no record of me ever taking any interest from them. And it sure didn't make me go bankrupt. And I did not allow any other contracts to come my way. I just let them die. I didn't pay. I paid everything I was supposed to and then let them say, hey, not doing business with you anymore. Came up here, did business with somebody else. Simple. Go down, read your contract, have a new contract. And if it's not clear in their contract, Find a space and write, I am not a member of your corporation. I only agree to buy electric only. This is not a government contract where you have any jurisdiction over me. You know what? You can't just talk about it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Now, just to give you an idea, to come on to Republic Broadcasting Network, they asked for an agreement. And it's very nice. It's a nice agreement. And at the bottom of it, I said, nothing in this agreement shall be construed to Jerry Kirk's acceptance of any contract with any government. Now, I don't think that RBN is a government. But, you know, I don't want anybody to ever say, well, golly, gee, you're submitted to this, that, and the other, because maybe their agreement didn't say it. And I certainly don't read anything in there that makes me think they're part of the government. But in an abundance of caution, I put that on my agreement. I'm not going to get into an agreement or a contract or anything with somebody that attaches the government to me. You have to stand up. You have to write something. You have to send it certified return receipt. You've got some options now. You can continue on learning. Now, I'm going to continue on their responses. I don't expect them to respond in the proper time frame. I will continue and then do it again. I'll shorten their time frame. And guess what? If I'm correct, like in the movie The Outlaw Josie Wales, Josie Wales had this younger guy with him, and he'd say, Josie, we whooped him again. And I intend to whoop them to my last breath, to my last drop. I shall continue all my life with the command given by the Lamb of God, the Christ. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 4. Oh, my people, come out of her, her being defined in the previous two verses as Babylon, lest you partake of her sins and her plagues. Now, I don't know what you think, but sins and plagues doesn't sound good to me. And, you know, it's an order. Read it. It is not optional. And I know that my master, the Christ, would not give me an order that is impossible. But you know what? I don't read in there that it's going to be cotton candy and snow cones. It might be some work. And you may have to get your face in a book. Maybe something different than whatever Facebook is. You may have to study. And not everybody's going to want to do that. And they're going to define themselves whether they're a sheep or a goat. And when it all goes down, the goat's going to be screaming. Why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do this to me? Sheep, they're going to have a little bit of abundance. They're going to have the confidence to say, Lord, I did it your way. And Lord, I trust in you. I don't just trust in you on a sunshiny day. I trust on you every day. If it's raining, it's pouring, I trust in the Lord. And, you know, I hope that the attitude gets fixed. I hear all the time this so sincere, oh, they want to, on so many shows, so many people, and they want to do something. Stand up. Do something. Quit math. Do something. That's all it takes. First thing you do, go back to the Lord and ask him for help. Now, how do you get that help? You start at page one of Genesis, and you start reading. You read an hour a day. Hopefully within a week, it'll cause you to read 2 hours a day. And you find out where your problem began. And then you see what the Lord said to do. And he has to be your master. If he's not, all these other people that are telling you all this other stuff, I'm not hanging out with them. I don't want to be on that team. I only want to be on one team, and that's the Lord. That's the difference. And if you can't get that through your head, I'm going to keep working on it. Now, if anybody would like to call about smart meters and say, this sounds halfway decent, somebody wants to say, golly, that sounds stupid, okay, go ahead. But talk about smart meters if anybody wants to call in. Okay. I believe we have a caller from Las Vegas. Would you like to identify yourself, sir, please?
Well, it's Christian in Las Vegas, Jerry Kirk, and I'm so glad to hear you back on RBN.
Well, Chris, I think I talked to you two or three times in the past. I'm not exactly sure, but I do have a fair memory. How have you been, sir?
And we've shared concurrent conversations with other guests on RBN through Maggie Roden's show on a few occasions, I believe.
Yeah, you. Sometimes I've followed you, and sometimes you followed me. And I never...
Company.
We never set up a tag team match, I assure you.
No. We're usually playing on the same team, thank goodness.
Yeah. I've enjoyed visiting with you.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about your smart meters issues that is not readily available to the common public. Being a union electrician with many years in the electrical trade, familiar with what they term power line carrier communications technology that's incorporated through modules that communicate other frequencies on the normal power line, the AC power line, throughout residences to accomplish control via computers and other formatted control units to actuate, deactuate different appliances, lighting and other air conditioning systems and so on and so forth. It is not a unlikely stretch of the imagination to expect that the application of a smart meter with its RF, radio frequency, microwave, and satellite link communications, which allow them to access information from your home, may be able to be easily converted to a information gathering device to spy on every person that has a smart meter and listen in via converted speakers in the residence that are tied to the power line AC, and be able to listen to your conversations, monitor your phone calls, access your computer, and monitor whether you're there or not. They are also already planning on selling the information, which then would make it easy for anyone who had ill intents to access information of your presence or lack thereof to plan their criminal activities of invading your home to plant evidence or steal your stuff with the evidence or the information accessed from the smart meter.
Well, Chris, I haven't got anything to say because I believe, like, you're 110% correct. I will tell you, in the late 80s and the early 90s, I had access to what I call a whiz bang. Now, I didn't know his name, but that whiz bang was doing all kinds of stuff on the computer. I mean, hacking into, you wouldn't believe certain type files. And at that time, he said, look, he said, if you got a problem with somebody, I'll put something on his hard drive for you. I have been studying, from an opposition point of view, this technology for a long time. I was sat down in 1989, and a security company offered me the southeastern United States management of their company. And they showed me the chip. They showed me all kinds of stuff. Now, I hadn't picked up the father's laws at that time, and I just didn't feel right about it. I've seen it. I know it. And they are coming in. And those people that, if I can't defeat the smart meter, guess what? I'll have a wood stove. I got one. I'll do without it before I will go to the lake of fire. I will do everything I can not to be trapped into that buy and sell clause that's guaranteed to get me to the lake. Chris, I agree with you. I think that most people just, are not really concerned, and I don't care about those people. Now, if other people can get the information like you talked about and make them concerned, then I really care about those people because we have to help those that are concerned.
Well, that's why we're calling in and sharing this information, is to enlighten others of the hazards and other dangers besides the medical hazards that come along with the magnetic and infrared and satellite communications wave technology that has manifest medical implications to those who have heart monitors and may be sensitive to those types of wave communications power, electromotive force, if you will. It's just so insidious that you were talking about your RBN contract, and in every agreement that you enter into to sign up on the Internet.
Chris, we got a little music coming for announcement. Hold on a second, if you would.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Chris, due to time constraints, I'm going to ask you to please consider to send in your thank you letter. Get it off in the post, Monday or whatever you can do. I hope that you will call in again. I would like to apologize to a nice lady that called in that wanted to talk, but due to my poor management, I've still got some things I got to visit with you all. So I apologize to that lady that was holding. I hope that she will call back next week.
Let
be the first call.
A minute tonight.
Pardon me?
Let me yield to her, and perhaps she can get a moment tonight and get what she wants to talk about with you.
No, I don't have time for that, Chris. I've got to, you know, say, you know, I got to get some housekeeping done here in the last couple minutes.
All right. One last item, if you don't mind, Jerry.
All right. Make it kind of quick, buddy.
Every contract that you sign up for a web page or a service online makes you confess a or obligates you to confess a U.S. citizenship to sign up for it. And there's no other option. There's no American option on the list. And I believe this is part of the devices they use to try to entrap us all into their schemes of law.
Absolutely, and that's what the gathering offering is going to go in step by step by step. Thank you, Chris, for calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next Saturday, we're going to go into the first hour, the Declaration of Independence. We're going to take a good look at some of them words, what they mean, and who constructed them, and what they were. The second hour, we're going to look at the Treaty of Paris. You can find that by going to freedom-school.com, Chapter 6, Man's Laws. Go to Part B, Section 2, Treaty of Paris, 3 pages. Now, anybody ought to be able to come up with a Declaration of Independence copy. Treaty of Paris, a little harder. If you do not have the black and white words in front of you, you're probably not going to get it. It's real important to be able to read along and say, that's where we are. And to be, have a chance to, when I'm verbalizing, reread it and give it some concerned thought. This is how we do it. We reprove. We have to go back to the history. If we don't understand the problem at the beginning, which I'm not going all the way to the beginning right now, I'm just giving you back away. And from a perspective, I don't think you've seen. I think it will be very interesting. I'm sure that a lot of people might be a little upset. I sure was when I did this the first time. I was more than upset. I said, why'd they do that to me? Well, they didn't do it to me. I did it to myself. I didn't pay attention. I want to thank each and every one of you that have eyes and ears. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will come back next Saturday. Thank you again.
Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Ever claim.